I guess, well, why don't we get started? This is the Acadia Planning Board meeting of May 13th, 2020, and I'll call the meeting to order at 6 p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Because this is a virtual meeting, we have to do things very, very formal. So the first thing we're going to do is the roll call. Rudy Cartier here.
Brian here.
Brian Brock here.
Here.
Mark Shelbeck, not here yet. Scott Komisarek. Judy Lindsay. Josh Pouliot. Joyce Bernard is absent, so Rob, would you fill in for Joyce? And are you here?
Yes, yes.
And Mike Santa is not here. All right, we do have a quorum. Before we get started...
Can't hear them talk.
Oh, can't hear you talk. Are you on mute by any chance?
No, they're all off mute. It's... I don't know. They're breaking up.
Are you on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, we set it up earlier. I apologize, guys. You're just breaking up, and I can't hear you well. Yeah, we're connected, so there's that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And I have everybody unmuted.
Okay.
We'll have to nod their head.
Yeah.
Linda's on.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay. She's checking to make sure. Okay. All right. Hopefully you can hear me. We will be doing this very formal. I've asked Lisa to just go over the ground rules of what's important for making sure that we're covered under the right to know law and how we have to do things in the meeting. So, Lisa?
So remember that we're recording, so everything that you say will be recorded. This is going to be remote until this COVID-19 situation ends. There's very minimal people that can be in the room themselves. The host, which is myself, and the chair or the vice chair are usually the people that will be in the room. Brian is here as the representative for Board of Selectmen. If there's anybody in the room with you when we're recording, can you let us know who that is so that we can have that on the record? They don't have to be in the picture. Josh? I can't hear him.
I know.
I can't hear you.
Just have them email you the name.
You guys can email the names if you want, so we have it for the record at this point because of the audio. We'll get it situated. You can try and repeat that, though, Josh. You guys can hear him? So it's just us.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. As long as you can hear everybody else, what we'll do, there's only a couple of things that I wanted to get accomplished. Are you done, Lisa?
Yes.
Okay. Just two things I wanted to accomplish. And one of them is that I'd like to set the chair and vice chair positions tonight. One of the things is that it's a holdover status right now, but what I'd like to do is to get us moving along again. So try to get us to do what we need to do to start moving forward. So the first thing is I'll take a nomination for chair.
Who
there's a nomination for chair, seconded by, or who did the motion, Judy? Rob, okay. Just make sure that.
Motion.
That Lisa has that.
Rob, seconded. Who seconded?
Yep.
Judy. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Do all hand signals, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, do hand signals and say yes to.
Shake your head up or down.
We have a nomination, the floor and seconded. We'll take a vote on if you would like me to continue on to the chair. We have to do this by roll call. Rudy, I'll say yes this time. Brian?
Yes.
Judy? Okay. Josh? And Rob? Okay. Take a nomination for vice chair.
Continue with Mark Chilbeck.
Yeah, Brian made the nomination for Mark again, which I think is good. Any discussion on that? I'll say seconded by Rob. We'll take a vote on this. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yep.
Josh?
Yep.
And Rob? Okay, great. The only other thing I wanted to go through tonight is just how things are going to, looks like they're going to be set up so we can do the meetings and continue on. We obviously, like Lisa said, we're going to be doing virtual meetings for as long as we need to do it. We'll just have one or two of us or a couple of us in the room, and then everybody can call in remotely. We'll make sure that we've got this set up a little bit better to see how come we're not getting voices a little bit better. Right now we're on GoToMeeting, but the town is planning on going to Zoom. And I believe, Rob, you're going to be coming in to help on Friday on that. There's a couple of not issues, but there's just a couple of little technical things that need to be done with that. I've used Zoom. I know Rob has. I know Josh has. Judy, I don't know if you have or not. Okay, so that'll be good. I think it's a platform that's well tested and work out well. Just a couple of things that I just want to make sure that we do. Lisa is going to make sure that we get any plans or any documents sent out to everybody at least a week ahead of time so that everybody has a chance to review them. And we really do need to have everybody take a look at them. Or you can come into the office. You can call Lisa and come down to the offices and take a look at the stuff, especially if they're larger plans if you want. But because of the way the logistics are going to be, we really do need to have everybody well prepared for the meetings, because it's not going to be like it was in the past where we have the applicant here and we can ask questions face to face. I know we have a couple of informationals that are going to come up so far. It looks like we're going to still do the 20th on the meeting. So we're going to try to get we will get the plans out ASAP to everybody. One of them is going to the dial-in project over on Old Manchester Road, where we discussed that with the lot line adjustment. And they came back with another alternative, which I haven't seen yet myself, but I understand that it looks much better. And then there's another one coming in from Ron Severino, which is going to be a rather interesting one, because Ron will be coming in with a major site plan review later on, but he has a very dire need to get another storage building built. So he wants to do it as kind of a two-phase project. And I did have a discussion with him, and I will let him let you know what he's looking at doing. But he knows he has to do a major site plan, but he needs a building soon. So I think at least he's being really straightforward. And I've had Josh, Ron. I can't
make him.
We can't hear you. Hold on.
Can
I don't know why it's doing it. It was fine.
Oh, we don't have a phone in here, do we?
I haven't called you on your cell phone.
I don't have my cell.
You didn't call me.
Actually, oh yeah, we could do that. You could call in on... you could call in on Brian's cell phone.
I don't know why it's doing that. It's just...
Can all hear everyone?
Ooh,
but they can't...
Oh.
That's probably internet shit.
Try again. Keep talking.
Yeah.
A little better.
It was for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe if I, for right now, try to get into the meeting on my cell phone?
Well, we could use, he could call Brian's cell phone.
He can call me if he wants.
Can you, do you have go-to meetings on your phone? I'll do it in mine.
Oh, okay. Hold on, we're gonna have another piece of technology in here too. Lisa's gonna get her cell phone because she has go-to meeting on it. So that ties into the meeting too. So while she's doing that, before we have the questions, I'll just go over just the notes that I had. We also, we're already 4 months, almost 5 months total through the year. We still haven't decided on any projects to do this year, and we've got the SIP to finish up. So hopefully we could get the SIP finished up by the end of this month and get that out for some comments. Maybe not a public hearing yet, but probably by the beginning of June. And then we kind of have to go, I'll send a bunch of stuff out, and I think I sent it out to everybody, but a bunch of things about what we need to do what we suggest to do for some of the projects over the course of the next year, and we can kind of make a decision on which way we want to go. So, okay.
Someone talk.
Oh.
Hi. Lisa, are you there?
Hey.
Yeah, that's better.
Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear you now?
Yeah.
So maybe...
There's going to be a constant echo because you're going to have to mute us on somewhere else because it's going to do this round robin of all the audio.
Well, she's got it over here, though, and I think we might be able to avoid it.
Okay.
Let's try it anyways. Yeah, we bring us down a little bit on the computer. She'll bring us down. You'll bring the computer down.
Unmute it. Well, you have inside of the go to meeting, your phone participant is muted. So you need to turn off the mute there.
Oh yeah, if you mute, we'll still be able to hear you.
Well, I'm trying. I clicked it. But it's not working.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was just trying to determine when I saw the planning board, or when I saw that agenda item come through for next week, I was trying to determine, is that on Ron's property that he currently has, where he has his big shop now, and he has to redo a plan, and he's going to add another building to that site?
Correct. Because what he's doing, he has to come out with a new site plan review because it's over 25% of an increase of the site.
Okay.
So
I just wasn't sure. I knew that Brandon Brook Holdings had a lot of different properties along that stretch, and I wasn't sure where it was. So that was the only clarification I was asking.
correct. Yeah, that's what it is. It's down. It's the main shop.
Okay.
All right. So, the big question, obviously, is everybody going to be comfortable with calling in or using Zoom for the meetings, and understands the nuances that we're going to have, and also the things that we have to make sure of, to make sure we're legally doing what we're supposed to be doing. And I can't stress enough about the fact that we all need to review stuff before the meeting, so that when we have our questions, we can ask the questions and not keep the applicants up here. Which is brings up another point. The applicants will also be coming in on Zoom. We probably won't have anybody here from the applicants, so it'll be the applicant, the engineers, and things like that. So again, we're not going to have our usual capabilities of seeing these large plans while we're sitting here at the desk. I think that's probably going to be the toughest thing.
Right. And it is going to be all audio as far as the presentations go. I talked to Ronnie today when he gave me the application, and he's going to try, I think, to do a minor site plan instead of the major, so he can get that building going, because he's actually going to need at least three buildings.
Okay, yeah.
So he's going to try to go around that so he can start right away.
Yeah. So, it'll be known that he's going to need a major site plan, but he's already said he knows he needs to have a major site plan. It's just a matter of trying to get an immediate need done, which I don't think is going to be a problem. Like I said before, he's being upfront and straight with us.
He's already starting on plans with his engineers and everything, so.
Yeah. Any other questions or concerns? This is basically all I wanted to do, is to try to just get everybody back together. Get a good sense of feeling of how everybody is going to be able to work in this, and whether there was any concerns. We'll go back to our usual meeting time too, because Joyce still does have a problem. I don't know if you saw, but Joyce's mother did pass away, so she just got back. But her daughter still gets picked up at 6:30, so 7 o'clock is good for her. So we'll go back to that. And if everybody is comfortable with it, we will do the March 20th meeting, so we can get back to work and
May.
Help. I mean, May. I'm sorry. I'm stuck in March because that's when we stopped meeting. Get the May 20th meeting going so that we can actually help these people out and move forward, because I don't think that it's necessary for us to stop having meetings until everything clears up. Josh, go ahead.
Do you think in the future, not for this next meeting, but in the future, you make large plans available in town hall that we can see one at a time in the week?
Yes.
We always have
them. We always have them in here in the office. Yeah. And they have to get us the plans 21 days before the meeting.
It's usually 2 weeks.
About two weeks. So. We should have stuff in the office at least 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
And like I said, just give Lisa a call, and she can set up to make sure that you can get in here with no problem.
I will be out of the office to let everybody know until next Tuesday. So if you're emailing me or calling, I'm not available.
And you can always bug Dave.
Yes, you can.
All right, anything else, Brian, from the board selectman standpoint?
Just on that item, typically Mark will be here, you're going to be here, and I want to be here, and Lisa. So there's four of us. So I would still rather see the applicant come in with the plans here, because we're not violating any headcount at that point. But that would at least give us a basis to answer any questions that they may have zooming in. I'd personally like to see the applicant here.
Let's give them the option if we can. Can we do that?
I'll talk to Dave.
Yeah.
As the health code officer, right now he has final say, and he's not comfortable with having applicants here.
No, that doesn't violate the.
They're outside people.
The state code. I mean,
I understand.
We're still under the 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's, like Lisa said, he's the one that has the final say as the health officer.
If one of us gets sick, the whole town hall is closing.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's trying to eliminate that.
Well, I don't know. I don't think, if nobody's gotten sick so far, I hardly doubt it, but.
No.
I've got a word with that.
Let's follow up with that one, Dave, and see what he says. It might be that the applicants might not want to be in here anyway.
Well, I mean, if they don't want, that's one thing, but I would like to give them the option to be, because I think it would expedite things. Make it less confusing.
All right, great. So you guys haven't decided who's going to be on what, oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so you're still going to be our rep.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so it looks like we've got everything organizationally correct now. So now hopefully we can just move forward. Any final questions, comments, or anything like that? Good, all right.
I do have one more.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Brian.
We wanted the chief to come in, both chiefs, and who was the other one? Oh, the school?
The school, yeah.
Are we gonna have that information for the 20th or no?
That's what I wanted to do. I'd like to put together the questions that we wanted to ask them and give them the opportunity to come in and just answer the questions that we have.
I thought we already asked them to detail what their, expand on their, what their request was.
We didn't specifically send anything out, but they were supposed to submit anything to us.
They were here at the meeting, so we asked them to detail what their.
I know, I still had some, I still had some questions from Dean.
Correct.
Let's make sure that we have the stuff we need for the meeting. We'll make sure that we contact everybody.
Because we need to stay right on top of that, don't we? I mean, that's, we're already way behind.
So you're talking about the CIP, right?
Yes.
The PD for their future, yeah.
No, but who was it that went and took a look at some different PD places? Okay, you did. Did you get any pricing on it?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good.
So.
I thought you did. I thought I got something from you.
Yeah, now we had some very positive feedback from the two places we visited.
Dean.
Do we actually get the plans, they gave us the plans.
And.
Is Mark still on the phone?
No, he's not. He hung up.
Okay.
I'm not sure who caller two is.
That's Mark. Okay with the nomination?
Oh, okay.
What's up, sir?
That's Mark. It came up in a different screen with your name on it a little while ago and then said you left, so I wasn't sure that was you.
Oh, so Mark is here. Does anybody want to tell him that he's still vice chair, or should we just surprise him at the next meeting? True. Yeah.
You can sign in with your name. That's why I thought Mark had left. So.
I think he's probably on his phone.
So Judy.
All right. So we should. I'll make sure that I get my questions. I think I was the one that had the questions for Chief Young, and did Mark say he'd be able to get the school stuff? I know that they just had a meeting too on that.
He was waiting for that.
That's
so.
What he was waiting for, was the meeting.
Yeah, they just had that
one
like last week, I think. So, all right, great.
Yeah. We're deciding on whether we're going to hold a fix. All the projects at once, we're fixed every year. $50,000,
yeah. Perfect. All right, good. So we should be able to wrap up the SIP on the 20th, I would think, to get it so we can send it out to.
Is that the only people? Just get a hold of Mike and Dean, get the information.
And the school. Yes,
and the school.
Those three.
Yeah. I think there was one other one.
Chuck.
Recycling center.
Yes, I talked to him and I gave that information to Brian Ruoff, what he gave to me, and he said there's nothing else for details. He took off two of his items, so he only has one left because the other ones are in the operating budget, so we didn't need those.
All right, great, good. Yeah, looks like we'll be able to wrap it up. Excellent,
okay.
Excellent. So I've got my task to get a hold of Chief Young.
Okay.
Lisa, would you also let Brian Ruoff know that we're going to finalize everything for him? I don't think he'll need to be here, or he can call in if he wants.
Do you want him remote?
Yeah.
He wants to chime in, but we'll be finalizing getting all the data for him.
I'll send an email and then let him know that he can remote in as well.
Yeah. And let him know we're using GoToMeeting now, but we're going to be doing soon.
I'd invite him remotely. Okay.
Now, the only other bit of information that I have, there was a question that was asked about the possibility for subdivisions on a Class 6 road by someone who lives on a Class 6 road that's considering selling their property. And one of the things, I guess, the appraiser or the real estate agent appraiser asked was what the possibilities were for doing subdivisions of the land, because I guess there's a lot of land. So that's kind of, the answer to that is kind of in the works. I did send some stuff out to Sue Young on basically what the planning board can and can't do, which basically we can't do anything on a Class 6 road to do a subdivision. But the board, I guess, has just finished up doing the Class 6
road. Well, there's a little confusion on that because of the George's case up there on North Road. And according to Bart Mayer, they have to go to the ZBA and the planning board as part of that process. And personally, I don't know how the planning board can do anything because they're not allowed to do anything on.
Yeah.
So that's why I brought that up at one of our meetings about that, just so the planning board had the opportunity to say, yeah, no, officially we can't do anything.
Right.
Fine.
Yeah.
So you've satisfied that act. But coming from Bart, it doesn't sound like that's good enough, because that should have been way first before the Board of Selectmen signed the agreement. It's done. That part's gone away. But they're still saying that he has to go to the ZBA, which the Land Use Department has, the Building Department has issued the letter out to him that they can't get two building permits.
Okay.
So it's kind of right now between the two lawyers, and we are tweaking. Boyd wants to tweak the agreement that set up for Class 6 road permits to add that you got to go to the ZBA as part of that. I'm opposed to that, even though Bart says we have to. I still don't think it's, you know, but that's my own personal opinion. Not based on anything legal.
I read the RSA and I thought that it would just be.
That's the way I always understood it.
The Board of Selectmen with input from the planning board.
Correct, and that was the only thing we did wrong. We reversed it. We made the decision before we got the, yeah, we don't want anything to do with that, the planning board.
Yeah.
It should have been the other way around. But
yeah, because I think we're supposed to look at it from the standpoint of the development, things like that.
Correct, and say, geez, we can't do anything with this. We're, you know, you guys deal with it. And then, then we could have moved on, but we did it the backwards way. So
at least we did it.
But, yeah. Well, that's why I brought it up at the meeting, because I knew we were supposed to have done it the other way. So anyway, I don't know where that's right now in lawyer's hands. So.
Yeah, so that's out there. I don't think I have any other things that might be coming down the pike that I can think of.
Now the Hebert one, that's kind of on hold, right, Lisa? Or it's out there somewhere.
You know, she had to take a deep breath.
Yeah, she didn't know how to answer that one.
Hebert has been continued until June 17th meeting on the condition that they put in, or they submit the application to DES and get those requirements / cost estimate, not sure what they're going to send them, to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
If not, the board needs to start making their decision.
Okay.
Yeah. And
to not continue it anymore and make them do a whole brand new one at some point.
We have to say
yeah. Right. Because at this point, Hebert has told me he's not going to put in any more money into the project until he... what is it?
Knows what we want.
Yeah. Well, exhausts all his options, right, is what he said to me.
I think he knows what we want, and he's not happy with what we want.
Well, he asked for a list of what the board actually wants, and I told him what the board wanted. We want that, those requirements and cost estimate. That's the only thing that is his responsibility right now to get into the board.
Yeah. So, and just answer the questions from Stanton.
Right. Yeah. And sign the lot merger, because he hasn't done that either. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's not that much in there. We can look at it and say yay and nay.
Right.
But if we don't have it, I think we're just going to be finally at the point where,
right,
we just got to make a decision.
So come June, that meeting, you guys can either decide.
Hopefully by then we'll be back to normal.
Right.
Be nice. Be nice. So. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else? Brian, you all set?
No,
set. Everybody still all set? All right. Now, Joyce isn't here, so someone has to fill in for Joyce. All right, all in favor of adjourning, Rudy? Yes. Mark?
Yeah.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy? Josh?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
All right. Thank you all very much. Thank you for all of your patience.